you know that you can and you have to be playful and flexible with that structure, because if you're too structured, then you hit a wall just because you decided to go that direction. And if you, and there is a wall, you have decided to go there. So it's a dance. It's a movement, and it's very, very interesting to embody. And so you don't feel trapped in structure, and at the same time, you don't feel, you know, all apart because there is no structure.
Welcome to the Beyond Success Podcast, a collection of conversations with the best business minds, captains of industry, and entrepreneurs in the world. Learn what their journey has taught them, how they applied the lessons they learned and ultimately created 6, 7, and even 8-figure businesses. We can't create successful businesses by ourselves. So sit back and let the Beyond Success Podcast be your mentor. Now, here's your host, author, entrepreneur, public speaker, and master money manifester, Daniel Mangana.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Beyond Success. I'm here with Andy Lasanti. We're going to be talking about the Dolce Vita lifestyle. When I first heard about this, as someone who, my spiritual home is Tuscany in Italy, but pre-pandemic, I was there at least a couple of times a year. I'm very excited to say I'm going to be returning back to my motherland this summer. Very excited. So when I got a very Italian sounding subject from a very Italian sounding lady, I was like, we got to do this. We got to see what's going on. So I'm very excited to learn more about the Dolce Vita lifestyle and to introduce you guys to it too. Angela. Hello.
Hi, Dan. Hi, everyone. I am so happy and excited to be here with you and to talk about La Dolce Vita. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that you are half Italian, you know, in spirit already.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I've always been obsessed with medieval Italian history. Obsessed. For as long as I can remember, I've been obsessed with Italian Renaissance art. I've just been obsessed. And the first time that I went to Tuscany, I've been to other parts of Italy, but the first time I went there, I just felt, oh, I'm home. And the funny thing was, is one time I actually did a road trip from Florence to Rome. We went through Umbria, you know, we stopped off in Perugia, and I felt the difference in my energy as I went through the different places. And I just wanted to be back in my beloved Tuscany. So yeah, definitely something energetic going on for me with that. Who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what, since you are talking about the Middle Ages, by the way, I live in a medieval, wonderful medieval city called Bologna, and I'm waiting for you the next.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Bologna's on my list. Bologna's on my list. Okay.
Put it on your list because you will be blown away by the city and by the life quality. And this is the real Dolce Vita, because in Bologna we have this perfect sweet spot, perfect blend between creativity, productivity, and life enjoyment. So it's wow, it's the synthesis and the epitome of La Dolce Vita. And as you were saying before, I can really imagine and feel you change your energies by seeing you changing places, because this is the way Italy is. Every single town, every single city, every single region is different from the other.
Well, I'm definitely going to take you up on that offer to come to Bologna. When I come this summer, I was meant to come for longer, but not to get political. My wife's Russian. She was meant to go to Russia this summer with the kids. She's not going anymore. So I don't have the whole summer. So I'm just probably going to pop in for a few weeks, but we'll stay in touch about that. Let's talk Dolce Vita lifestyle. First and foremost, what a yummy, yummy name. The Dolce Vita, is it the sweet life?
Yes, it's the sweet life. It's the beautiful life. And you know how it all started. So everybody knows about the movie Federico Fellini, La Dolce Vita. And I say that for the Anglo-Saxon, but mainly for the international, maybe also Roman holidays with Audrey Hepburn, driving in the scooter with Gregory Peck, you know, enjoying all Rome and dancing and romancing and, you know, all that. So, and also, have you ever noticed about Jacqueline Kennedy? She was spending a lot of time and having a lot of dolce vita in Italy, in Ravello, and, you know, in Naples, in all those places, you know. So basically, everybody knows about this part of La Dolce Vita, but how did La Dolce Vita, how was La Dolce Vita born? La Dolce Vita was born after the Second World War, when Italy was completely destroyed and people were reconstructing Italy from scratch. So they were working very hard in a way. And also they wanted to really enjoy life after so many dark years. So they wanted their life to be sweet, not only to work, which was something, you know, that Italians, unlike, you know, are very hard workers. They're not always playing the mandolino, eating pizza and drinking coffee.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked.
So, so it basically started from there, because before that we were in a more agricultural era, and this idea of working and stopping working and relaxing was a little bit more organic, and it was required, you know, by the way that the day was you know, like changing, and also by the seasons that were changing. And but basically, frankly, they weren't really enjoying life as they were enjoying it in the 50s. So La Dolce Vita, the sweet life, was born from there. And just a very quick, since you talked about the Middle Ages, it was in a way a second Renaissance after the real Middle Age.
Because we're changing the way we do things, new ways were being thought of, there was new ideas being shared.
Yes. And in, during the Middle Age, you know, it was, and you know, if you are passionate of that, the Dark Age. So where everybody was fearing the coming of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know, they were around the year 1000. Everybody thought that, you know, the world would end. It's going to end. And it wasn't true. But some people were already seeding some optimism, you know, something, you know, some change, some ideas. And then, so during the Renaissance, really, we had, you know, so many inventors and artists and merchants and Patreon, and it, you know, like culture could flourish a lot. So it is really a parallel, very interesting parallel from that time. And I think that it can be also a parallel from this time that we are living now.
How so?
Because, you know, many people feel this pandemic and then the war in Russia and then, you know, okay. So especially here in Europe, people are really feeling that. So probably because it's in our DNA, we had so many wars and so many, you know, destruction. So now it's spring and it's, you know, like regeneration, it's rebirth. And everybody's like, okay, let's go. And, you know, let's create new thing. Let's create a new world. And it's really an energy that you can feel all around.
Love that. I love that. So as entrepreneurs, how do these ideas relate to us? You know, is it that we work hard, but we deserve to have more joy in our life? Is it that we're always needing to come up with new ideas? How do we cross over this idea of these things that were born in the Dark Ages, you know, in the Renaissance, you know, returned again in post-Second World War, perhaps coming to life again now? As entrepreneurs, what can we take from this, and how can we start to have more of a sweet life ourselves?
Okay, so we as entrepreneurs are the mavericks. We are the innovators. We are what were the merchants in the Renaissance. So we are those who create the economy, and we like to work hard. but because it's our passion, it's mm-hmm. because we are so committed. Mm-hmm. But there is a limit to that, mm-hmm. that it's very easy to cross. And when you cross that line, it's a very unhealthy thing. Mm-hmm. So how it's very important to bring more Dolce Vita and to enjoy more Dolce Vita, like blending, integrating it in your day-by-day routine as an entrepreneur, but as a person in the first place. And then when you have embodied La Dolce Vita and the sweet life in yourself, in then you can really embody La Dolce Vita in your workplace. And I have pioneered this methodology of the four pillars of La Dolce Vita. First,
to ask about that.
For the person, then for the leader and the organization. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a matter of align of course having a vision, but you know, it's taken for granted that an entrepreneur mm-hmm. has a vision mm-hmm. and that they know what La Dolce Vita is for them mm-hmm. and then align and balance those four dimensions. There are Vita means mm-hmm. life in Italian, but it's also an acronym for vitality, illumination, techniques, and asset. And it's a mm-hmm. holistic vision. It's a very comprehensive vision. Mm-hmm. So you have to have the energy. So it's a lot of energy management. How do you find, you know, the zest for showing up at your best yeah. outside? Then it's mm-hmm. illumination. It's spiritual. It's mindset. It's attitude. It's a lightheartedness. Mm-hmm. But you also need, you talked about structure. You'd also need structure in that, because mm-hmm. otherwise, you know, you have no boundaries and everything falls apart. So mm-hmm. structure means very good routines, a system and strategies and optimizing things and, mm-hmm. you know, having everything streamlined so that you can create space for everything else. Mm-hmm. And assets, what are your assets? It's you, it's your superpowers, it's your beliefs. And mm-hmm. then it's, you know, like personal. And then you can bring all the four dimensions inside the workplace, you mm-hmm. know. And so when a business owner embodies La Dolce Vita and understand the importance of working hard, playing hard, and integrating this that we called otium and negotium, in action all the time, finding their own sweet spot, which is it's individual. Each one of them has their sweet spot, and then they bring it into the work environment, connect with people, value people, lead from the heart, lead from, you know, not only, you know, in a square way. This is a way where everything can flourish.
This is absolutely awesome. So we've got vitality, illumination, techniques, and assets.
Yes.
Vitality. And you know, I love a bit of structure. So this is really yummy for me. You've got this very clean, but there's still space to play. And this is one of the things that I think sometimes people, not to divert too deeply, I think this is one of the things that people are worried about when people talk about structure or frameworks, is that there's no space or freedom to play. But actually, like you said, having some kind of structure creates a boundary for you to have that yumminess inside. And without any structure, without any boundaries, everything can sort of fall into each other.
Yeah. Yeah. This mm-hmm. is very important. And I tell you, I have integrated this and embodied this idea of structure and lack mm-hmm. of structure, because mm-hmm. I am very structured for some things and I value freedom as the most important thing in my life. Mm-hmm. So how can you, you know, put them together? And mm. I have created this mantra, which is discipline is freedom. Mm. So it seems a paradox in a way, because you either have discipline or freedom, but mm-hmm. When you understand that it's an integration of the yin and the yang and the masculine and the feminine and the two opposites, and you, the more disciplined you are in what you do, the more freedom you can create. And then when you have structure, you know that you can, and you have to be playful and flexible with that structure, because if you're too structured, then you hit a wall just because you decided to go that direction. And if mm-hmm. you, and there is a wall, you have decided to go there. So it's a dance. It's it's a movement, and it's very, very interesting to embody. And so mm-hmm. you don't feel trapped instructor, and mm-hmm. and at the same time you don't feel, you know, all apart because there is no structure all over the places.
So this, it feels like this is something that's organically become a part of your life that you've kind of uncovered over time. What was the story for you? What's the story behind you finding these pieces, finding this passion to share the Dolce Vita the system, the way of thinking and the lifestyle with more people?
Well, I can say that I've lived in La Dolce Vita by chance because of where I was born, in the environment that I was born. So, you know, by definition, my life has almost always been La Dolce Vita, especially at the beginning of my life. I had the opportunity to travel all over the world when I was very young, do all sort of experiences, connect with the most amazing people and all that, and have a lot of fun and do whatever I wanted. And then it was time to go work, to work. And my family at the time owned one of the largest companies for automotive dealership in the luxury car industry.
Oh, I understand.
Very cool, very Dolce Vita, with all those love Ferrari and cool stuff. So the Dolce Vita continued, but there needed to be more structure. So at that time, I was working as a manager and a member of the board of director in charge of HR and organizational development. So this is very structured. And as I have, I'm a process person. So my structure is there. And this is the time where I was overworking, because as an A-type woman, you know, I wanted to, you know, to succeed. And I was playing in a all boys playground. So I was mimicking all the, you know, all the boys and all the executive, male executive that were there. And at that time, I understood that embodying this role, the way I was interpreting it, you know, because I didn't have any feminine role models, you know, which are more the structure, more rounded, and I was in that square, you know, thing. I really wasn't myself. Then everything fell apart in 2008 when Lehman Brothers collapsed and we had this crisis, you know. So again, the war, the crisis, the destruction came, and I rebuilt everything from there. So La Dolce Vita really was born by trial and error, and also by connecting myself more to who I am and not to what the people out there wanted. So in the first times of my working as a business owner, as a freelancer, I was more, you know, like chasing for what my clients wanted and proposing what I thought that, you know, like mainstream stuff. And then and I was commuting all the time, so no Dolce Vita at all. So then I decided to pivot my business online. And I did it with the help of an American business coach. And this was 2016. And from there, I continued to evolve and evolve and evolve and evolve. And as the war and the word, you know, was getting all through these pandemics and things like this, I was pushing even more on La Dolce Vita, because I see that there is a need for that.
So you're really doing the world a service by helping them to have access to this beautiful ideology and series of concepts that have been supportive for you going through these many different evolutions of your own life.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And what I do, it's really appreciated. And it's very interesting, because this methodology is very flexible. So with Italians, I'm less pushing on La Dolce Vita side and more on the structural side. And with the Anglo-Saxons, it's more, you know, like bring more Dolce Vita. So yeah, it's a dance, and it's nothing is cookie cutter. So yeah, it's really fascinating. And I'm seeing, you know, like, I'm so happy that I'm seeing wonderful results and changing people's lives.
What are some of the ways that you actually get to play with people? Do people work with you in a group setting? Are you working with people on a one-to-one basis? Now, how do you enjoy sharing, Dr. Vito?
I enjoy working on a one-on-one basis because everything is super tailor-made. Uh-huh. And I enjoy the most working mm-hmm. on a very short amount of time. Mm-hmm. My favorite program is a intensive. It's like a half-day intensive with we put everything there and I, mm-hmm. you know, we dive deep and then I give my clients a blueprint. Mm-hmm. And then if they want, they can implement it in, by their own, or if they want my help, I can help them. And I mm-hmm. work on a 1 to 3 months basis. And then mm-hmm. we can continue from there.
Awesome. So it really, so for the person listening who's, you know, getting excited about the idea of bringing the suite life into how they're going on. This doesn't have to take years of training, and it's something that can be implemented in a quite a short period of time. People can really see change and experience the Dolce Vita lifestyle in a really short time.
Yeah, definitely. Because through this intensive that I do, I understand immediately what were are the points to the and the mm-hmm. priority to that have to be addressed. And then the only thing that the person needs to do is to commit to bring, you know, like to work on those points. And it's based on the four dimensions again: vitality
illumination, techniques
and assets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Mm, yeah.
So why don't you share perhaps a story of, you know, the entrepreneurs listening, for them to really understand that you're speaking to them and giving them the idea that they can have the Dolce Vita lifestyle. What are some examples of some of the kinds of ways that the Dolce Vita lifestyle has really improved somebody's life and given them something different?
So I can talk about one of my clients from Northern Europe, mm-hmm. super structured mentality, super mm-hmm. high achiever, super, mm-hmm. He comes from also from a Protestant mentality, which is very, very, very strict and very demanding. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. he goes all in, all in, all in, and super successful, mm-hmm. no family life, mm-hmm. no enjoyment with his friends, mm-hmm. nothing, forgot, you know, hobbies and everything like this. So we really started by assessing his schedule and mm-hmm. inserting some very, very small Dolce Vita moments in his daily routine. And mm-hmm. at the beginning, I tell you, it was a struggle because I mm-hmm. had no time to do that. So like forcing, you know, so you can go out of your house, go around your block and then get into, you know, whatever. So, but just mm-hmm. 5 minutes walking. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, you know, it starts very slow. And then the more you find the way to insert this Dolce Vita time and the more gentle to yourself you become. Mm-hmm. Day by day, you start, you know, this client started to reconnect with, oh, but you know what? I had this hobby. Why did I, you know, like let this hobby go? And I like to listen to music and everything. And, you know, like the Dolce Vita can really be something huge, like taking 1 month off, have the most amazing experiences. But also if you don't really have the time, because not in our, you know, in our life, it's not always that we can have those great Dolce Vita moments. You can create your Dolce Vita in a very, very small way by mm-hmm. doing things that light you up. And mm-hmm. I tell you another example of another client that I helped during lockdown. Mm-hmm. And she's a woman, she's an executive. And during lockdown, you know, she was like, yeah, what am I going to do? And it was very, very hard for her because she was used to traveling and to meeting mm-hmm. all sorts of people and all that. And by really reconnecting with herself, with what is the life quality that she wants, and we worked again on those four dimensions, she really navigated the lockdown, almost year long lockdown here in Italy, mm-hmm. in a very light way, and you know, went out super empowered again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. One of the principles I teach is something called micro shifting, which is taking these little baby steps. And I love that these micro sprinkles of Dolce Vita, almost like a couple of sweet almonds just sprinkled inside the cake.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, like if you're a person like me, mm-hmm. you know, that I'm structured and I value freedom and mm-hmm. I hate command from other people. So when somebody else tells me to do something, I tend to not do it. Mm-hmm. But when you, and you know, because it's huge, but when you, you know, are nudged to insert, you know, and to do these baby steps that you were telling before, it becomes mm-hmm. easy, it becomes painless, and you really value the compound effect. Mm-hmm. This is one of the things that I'm really really using in my methodology, the value and the key of the compound effect. So exactly, mm-hmm. I totally agree with what you do.
Awesome. So again, people are probably sitting here thinking, I want Dolce Vita. So best places to contact you on your website, angelasanti.it.
Yes. Angela Santi, www.angelasanti.it, like Italia.
Yeah. So we'll make sure we get that in the show notes. Do you have any parting? I mean, you've shared some amazing gems for people, but are there any parting thoughts of something that someone can take away and just really start bringing these sprinkles of Dolce Vita in their life today?
I would say that you want to make sure that in every day of your mm-hmm. week, mm-hmm. you have either one of the four F: friends, family, food, healthy mm-hmm. food, good food, mm-hmm. and fun. Mm-hmm. Quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm. Friends, family, food, and fun.
Yes.
But good food.
Good food. Italian food.
And okay.
One glass of Italian wine from Toscana. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to coming in. I just need to quickly say, it blew my mind away how like these amazing bottles of wine, it's like €2 for this amazing, but and it never gets out of Italy because you guys drink all the good stuff. We get like the tier two and the tier three stuff. You guys keep all the good stuff for yourselves. But I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Angela, molto grazie for today. Thank you so much for coming to share with us these gems and just inspiring us to bring this mix of yumminess into our life and to give us some ways that we can actually do that. I'm really grateful for you to come and to spend some time with us today.
Thank you very much. Grazie mille, Dan. I am grazie mille to everyone. Mm-hmm. Dan, I am waiting for you in Bologna.
I've already made a note. I literally sat and made a note to make sure that it goes on my schedule.
I want to be your guide and I will take you all over. I'll of the most beautiful cities that you can.
Is there a train from Florence to Bologna?
Yes, it's by train, by the speed. Yeah, it's 20 minutes, half an hour.
Oh, awesome. I'll come and do a day trip.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll come and do a day trip.
Awesome. Super.
Awesome source. So guys, thank you for tuning in today. Head over to Angela Santi, www.angelasanti.it. We'll pop the link in the show notes. Explore what she's doing. Start looking and asking yourself, what can you do? I know as an entrepreneur, sometimes we think, oh, I haven't got the time. I can't do it. But just like we talk about with micro shifting, find something. Remember, friends, family, food, and fun. Find one of those things to sprinkle into your day. Find, even if it's like a pocket of time once a week to start, find a way to start bringing it into life. Feel it and start living more Dolce Vita. Until next time, guys, keep dreaming with your eyes open. Remember, you can consciously choose a more abundant, joyful, purpose-driven life. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Beyond Success podcast. We hope that it has been of service to you. For more information and to stay up to date with the latest from Daniel Mangena, please head over to dreamwithdan.com. We'll see you for the next one.